Hey, welcome back to the Brian Lego channel. It's been a while. So how y'all doing? I hope y'all doing great this morning. It is a Friday edition of the Brian Lego channel podcast. What do you say? Yeah, let's go with the with today being a brand new day. We're gonna celebrate. Well, we got a great show here for you today. Sorry, my words are stumbling over as they do. We got a great show here for you today, as we always do. If you have not been here for the very first time, this is your first time to listen in, go back and listen to the podcast 9 through 1. Reverse that. 1 through 9. Because today we got number 10 episode. We are very excited to bring this podcast to you. And we're celebrating. And all we got to do is just listen in, tell our friends, subscribe, hit the like button, do something that would be supportive to the podcast of the Brian Lego channel. Well, today we got a brand new story about the Coronado Theater. And why don't we get into that right now? The Coronado Theater is one of those theaters that just have the right kind of feel. Many shows are there. Many have come and gone. It is a place that shines through Rockford, on the west side of town, on the west side of the Rock River. It is a beautiful building, inside and out. There are many memories of the Coronado Theater that have been shown through the Coronado Theater. It's a timeless theater. It has brought out the luster and the feel of any event center in the United States. Rockford's crown jewel, the Coronado Theater. It's a beautiful theater with 177 seats up and down. A beautiful organ comes up from the floor. A nice stage that performers can do their thing. That's the Coronado Theater. It's a beautiful place. Tell your friends. That was our beautiful piece on the Coronado Theater. That was a great piece to put together. Coming up next week, we've got some great stories to tell. Not just the ones we've already shared, but the ones that you have nothing to know about, you didn't know. Stories that have been that have stood the test of time, and so tell your friends to join in and get acquainted with this podcast. It's awesome. I listen to it whenever I can. So, here's a brand new song that we've got here for you today. This is called Hootie and the Blowfish, One by One. And if there's a commercial, oh boy. I'm back there. As usual, the commercial. But let's skip on. Thank you. And that was Hootie and the Blowfish with One by One. Next up, we've got the Joel Osteen joke for today. Here we go.
Services, I promise you, we will make you feel right at home. I like to start with something funny. I heard about this lady. She surprised a burglar in her kitchen late one night. She was home alone, didn't have a weapon. She didn't know what she was going to do. She finally thought, I'll quote a scripture verse. She shouted out Acts 2:38. The burglar suddenly froze in his tracks and wouldn't move. Soon the police arrived. They were amazed that a woman with no weapon could do this. They asked the burglar, what was it about that scripture that had such an effect on you? He said, scripture? What scripture? I thought she said she had an axe in 2:38.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Had an axe in 2:38, huh? All right, we got some more great stuff coming up here for you today on this podcast. Why don't we get into the news today? Illinois is returning to the food stamps, and they'll be out in the month of March through April and month of May. You get them early. So if you're suffering through this the shutdown that was, but now the government's back open and you're waiting for food stamps to return, you're in luck. It's food stamp day in March. So that's one of the local stories for Illinois. Let's turn to our national news and see what's going on.
A national emergency. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump will declare that later this morning after he signs the bipartisan compromise to fund the government and avert another shutdown.
And I've indicated to him that I'm going to prepare and I'm going to support the National Emergency Declaration.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the move will likely be challenged in court. The bill Congress approved last night only gives the president a quarter of the money he wanted for more wall at the border, so
the president will announce $8 billion for a border wall through executive action. So can he do it? Well, technically yes, but not without conditions. Under transfer authority, it goes like this. Remember, Congress controls the power of the purse. Spending originates with them, but the president can use executive action to move funds to priorities within a given department. However, congressional appropriators from both the House and the Senate must sign off.
Fox's Griff Jenkins.
This move riled Democratic leaders. In a joint statement from Senators Chuck Schumer and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they wrote, declaring a national emergency would be a lawless act, a gross abuse of the power of the presidency, and a desperate attempt to distract from the fact that President Trump broke his core promise to have Mexico pay for his wall.
We have a new Attorney General, William Barr, who also had the job under the first President Bush, was sworn in after senators confirmed him. Progress reported out of the latest round of talks trying to end the U.S.-China trade dispute. Fox's Simon Owen, monitoring live from London.
Dave, U.S. lead negotiator Robert Lighthizer paying a visit to Chinese President Xi Jinping at the end of 2 days of talks in Beijing. Lighthizer saying officials have made headway on important and difficult issues, but he didn't offer specifics. President Xi saying China and the U.S., as the world's largest economies, shoulder important responsibilities. Chinese state media says there'll be more talks in Washington next week. The Trump administration is due to impose increased tariffs on Chinese imports in just over 2 weeks. Dave.
This is Fox News.
This is Simon Owen in London. Today on the Fox News Rundown, a child of Jewish refugees who fled Nazi Germany for England tells us why Brexit has prompted her to become a German citizen. Go to foxnewsrundown.com to listen and subscribe.
It's been nearly 2 years since two U.S. warships were involved in separate deadly collisions at sea with commercial vessels. And they're still under investigation. Securing America.
Independent Senator Angus King pointed to new reports from ProPublica, which said Navy leadership ignored requests for help before the collisions involving the USS John McCain and USS Fitzgerald. Admiral Phil Davidson told the Senate Intelligence Committee the Navy feels an immense amount of accountability.
I produced a 170-page report with 58 recommendations, and the Navy has been moving on those recommendations.
Senator King and Admiral Davidson agreed insufficient funding contributed to the disasters, which killed 17 U.S. sailors. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Facebook may have to pay up for privacy issues, including a data breach. The Washington Post reports the Federal Trade Commission and Facebook are negotiating a multi-billion-dollar fine for the social networking giant, which would be the largest ever imposed on a tech company. A drug bust in Pennsylvania leads to arrests and something unusual seized by police.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro says this arrest was months in the making, with the three men in custody being charged with drug trafficking and other crimes. These people were leading a corrupt organization. These aren't low-level, street-level dealers, if you will. These are serious drug dealers.
Heroin, marijuana, and crack cocaine were taken from the Chester County home. Shapiro says the suspects appear to be the ringleaders.
Packaging and peddling these poisons and then supplying other street corners with it.
Also found a 3-foot-long baby alligator, which was sent to a Delaware zoo. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Well, Wall Street stock futures are up modestly today after the Dow fell 103 points, but the Nasdaq rose 6. Overseas markets are also mixed in trading today. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
That was our Fox News champ.
The White House says the president will sign on Jack Kemp.
That was our Fox News and the national news. And now one more local story for the Rockford area and Illinois. The minimum wage has been signed, going up to $15 an hour from $8.25. And this will be looking for a different amount on your paychecks. And all is well. So thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to close out this day with one last story. If you are part of the podcast and you have subscribed and you are listening for the, you know, for the time that our 10th episode has come out, thank you so much. Without you, it's one of those times where we couldn't do it without you. So we thank you, the listener, for always tuning in and inviting people. Reach out and touch someone on social media and bring them in to the fold. So, without further ado, we say let's go.
5-hour tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors with 0 sugar and 4 calories. It fits your life.
All right, have a great day and a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Have a great day. See y'all later.